Okay, so I am just doing this recording. Really, I don't owe anyone any explanations, but I feel like, I don't know, I'm just gonna do it anyway. I don't owe anyone any explanations. I don't have to explain myself, but yet I am because I want to. So I've been doing a lot of talking out loud in my room, making random statements about a lot of random things, but they're really not random. Pretty much all this morning, I feel like someone was testing Allegheny Health Network's Dr. Frederick B. Price and West Penn Hospital's biotech on my body. Like, I got buzzed in my middle fingers a couple of times. I got stabbed in my arm. I got stabbed in my ear, you know. But the thing is, this happens to me every day, so it's not like a big it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal because when those things happen, I always feel like it's the downplay. Oh, and then did I say I get stabbed? I got stabbed in my left knee. Stabbed in my left knee, buzzed in my middle fingers, buzzed in my index fingers, stabbed in my arm, stabbed in my ear. So when that happens, I feel like it's a downplay of the severity of the attacks that I actually suffer. So a lot of times I'm getting digitally raped in my rectum, my vaginal area, choked in my throat, burned at the top of my head, my ligaments and my arm, my legs and my ankles twisted. I'm getting hurt, severely hurt, tortured. And I made a quick statement saying, you know, someone has been trying to turn me into a terrorist instead of a scientist. And the reason why I said that out loud was because I seen something. It was a picture of something, and I said, well, yeah, I've already contemplated that, and I'm not going to really get into details about what I had already contemplated, but I was like, yeah, I've already contemplated that. And then I kind of said out loud, because a lot sometimes when I'm thinking about scientific things, I think out loud. And so I said out loud what I had already contemplated back in 2018. So I went to go look at what I had already contemplated in 2018 in my photo log, because a lot of times when I'm doing scientific research about what happens to my body and the things that I affects me and the things that I affect, I would do recordings, audio recordings, and then I would also take pictures, screenshots of things that I felt were important. And so I wanted to just, you know, entertain my own thought process of knowing that I had already contemplated that back in 2018. And so I went into my photo log, and this is where I really started talking out loud, because I noticed that some of the dates on some of the things that I had contemplated, I feel like some of the dates have been changed to like a later date. Now, I'm not going to call foul play on that, because a lot of times if you research something, let's say you research something in 2016, 2017, it might come back up again later. And so, like for me, I might have researched something in 2016, 2017, and then later on I might have did something more with it. So I'm like, well, maybe I did that myself. But then there's some details that I feel like, no, this is something. So I might end up correcting myself later. But I had did a PowerPoint presentation a long time ago based on previous research that I had already done back in 2018, and I had to rent ET from Lower Borough. Now, I believe and I can check on the dates. It's the PowerPoint says that I did it in 2020, but 2020 was COVID and like nothing was open. And when I rented ET, I remember it was hot outside and everything was open and no one was wearing masks. So, and I rented ET for the specific purposes of using Elliot, and then also the thing that happens to ET's index finger, which is explained in a lot of my scientific PowerPoints and presentations. But I even when I did that, I rented it just for the cover of my PowerPoint presentation for previous research that I had did in 2018. So I was talking out loud because I was just like, why is this stuff trying to look, make it, why are the dates making it look like I thought of this stuff after the fact? No, I've always known, I've had this implant in my body since 2015. I've always known that I was radioactive since 2015. I've been doing audio recording since 2015. I filed complaints. I went to the doctors. I wrote letters to DC in 2015, 2016. I've always known that I was radioactive. It didn't take long for me to figure that out. And I was already affecting matter around me. But I feel like someone else didn't know how powerful my body was. And they started to find out because they hacked my recordings and they hacked my slides and they hacked my research. And I feel like they try to change the dates to like later, like trying to make it look like I figured it out later. Now, I'm not technical. I've always said that I'm not a like high tech person. I'm becoming a scientist because of what happens to my body and the research that I've done. I just know how this thing feels, and I know what it does functionally as far as how I affect things, how it affects me, and how I affect things on the periodic table. You know, like and that has value, and from that, I discover a lot of things, but I feel like someone tried to change the dates to make it look like it was later. And then that was one thing. And then Charles from Phoenix, he used my lines from my audio recording. So when did Phoenix come out? When was Phoenix made? Who wrote Phoenix? Whoever wrote Phoenix knows that I knew because he took my lines from my audio recordings and he put it into the movie when he was talking to the girl, when he used the pen, when he said, this is a pen and it can do X or it can do Y. That is from my audio recordings. So I feel, you can't change the date a movie was produced, right? And that specific line is from my audio recordings. And I also feel like whoever wrote it was letting me know that we know. Because I used to say it all the time about how someone tries to use this biotech on me and the harm that they're doing and how dangerous it is. But yet it still has this powerful capabilities to do X, Y, and Z. So, but I started to talk out loud, which always makes me seem a little crazy when I do that, because you'll hear me say words like ET, or you'll hear me say random words like coins. And it's like, what the fuck is she talking about? And I know someone is listening to everything that I do. So because of all the stuff that happened to me in my room today, you know, the fact that I got buzzed in my middle fingers, and that was before I started saying random things out loud. And the only reason why I had started saying random things out loud is because when I went back in my photo log to confirm that I had already contemplated that idea a long time ago, I noticed that there were things missing, but I usually keep copies of things in multiple places. So it was like, I wasn't that upset, but I was like, okay, it should be here, but it's not, but I can look here. And then I looked somewhere else and it wasn't. Then I was like, I can look here. And then I looked at somewhere else and it wasn't. And then I looked somewhere else and I was like, oh, here it is. See, yeah. And then I noticed that the date was changed. So, and I want to say, you know, perhaps the date wasn't changed. Perhaps it was just something that I redid later, because sometimes when you redo stuff or update things, it does change the date. But when you look at the details, it should have the original date of when you first generated it, which I had a problem with. But I was like, no, there's a few things that you can say for your credibility that you did know X, Y, and Z at this point. And it was, you know, those two specific elements. And who cares? Like, it's like I said, I don't really have to explain myself. No one's really asking me about it. But I do feel like my credibility is always on the line. And when I talk out loud and I say random things while the news is playing all at the same time about something that happened in California, it just looks crazy and chaotic. It's like, what the fuck is going on? And then too, this recording allowed me the opportunity to document that someone has been doing things to me with the biotech this entire morning. And I could have just done a recording about all the things that happened to me this morning. Now, I did say something out loud about that. I said when my middle fingers got buzzed. I said when my left knee was stabbed. I said when my ear was stabbed. I said it, but I also said someone's trying to do a demo. You're doing a demonstration. You're trying to downplay the scientific phenomenon of what this biotech is capable of, except the fact that most times you're torturing me, you're digitally raping me and molesting me, you're burning the top of my head, you're choking my throat. And I've always said, you know, I hope women are talking, you know, and I've said it's going to be NISCA 2030. I said, women, we already know what women did just to vote. But if you choose to use this biotech on women the way that some evil motherfucker typically uses it on me, it will be NISCA 2030. NISCA 2030. It's just more women have to see what you're doing with this biotech. Everyone doesn't use tools the same way. You know, like God gives us capabilities and he gives us discoveries. He gives us things, you know, to advance, but not everyone uses those advancements the right way, which means that it becomes a disadvantage, which means that you roll back the clock, which means that you can take us back to 1865. If this biotech is in the wrong hands, you can roll back women's rights and autonomy over their body. If it's in the hands of perverts and molesters and rapists, if it's in the hands of evil, biased, racist, entitled motherfuckers. It won't be an advancement. It'll be a disadvantage. And so I always like to keep things in context because I feel like someone was doing trying to show an advancement demonstration. And I'm like, you know, and I know that you motherfuckers haven't been using it as an advancement. You've been using it to try to create terrorism. Like I said, someone has tried to turn me into a terrorist instead of a scientist. You've been fucking using the biotech in an evil, sick, disgusting, roll back the clock way, and it has to stop. And the people who have access to it need to be held accountable and things need to be put in context. So I'm never going to get away from that. And I just wanted to just do the recording. You know, I didn't have to just know that I can also walk and chew gum at the same time.